What I found astounding about the whole Fatima thing was there's pictures of the event. There's pictures of the kids, of the crowd, everything but the event itself, the miracle of the sun. It's not there. I mean, I called the Fatima Center up in Canada and said, do you have any pictures of the actual miracle of the sun? And the woman assured me that they did. And lo and behold, after months of prodding and cajoling and asking, she finally confessed that there were none. I received one from email a while back, but it's just of the sun. It's just the clouds.
Right. You know, they could have taken that at any
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
It
could be anywhere. I mean, there's no miracle there that I can see.
What about in Portugal? Do we know if where Sister Lucia was living, if they might have anything?
What's interesting is, listen to this. The guys, there's these two guys, Di Armada and I can't think of the second author, but they uncovered a fourth witness that was never interviewed. And the woman, when they interviewed her, she was like in her late 70s.
What was the name of their work?
Celestial Lights, Heavenly Bodies.
Okay. So I can find out who that was.
Just, they're just great books. I mean, these guys have really done their homework. I'm pulling it down from the shelf. Yeah, it's Fernandez and Di Armada. Heavenly Lights is one, and Celestial Secrets is the other. And what in the second book, which is... Celestial Secrets, the Hidden History of the Fatima Cover-Up, they talk about the fourth witness. And the fourth witness saw the original apparition. And what's really, according to them, and again, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of sharing the research that these guys have done. I've never been to Fatima, Portugal. I've read their books. I've read other books. There's another book by another author that believes, like I do, that these apparitions are not the Mary of the Bible. That is definitely deception. So, I mean, it's not only from this source, but there are multiple sources saying the same thing. And the fourth witness saw a figure, and the figure looked like a child, but it was kind of pale and had stringy hair. And when I read that, I about fell over. I mean, it's just, that to me sounds like, you know, the beginnings of like a, you know, genetic experiment, some sort of a hybrid type thing. And even Lucia, apparently, when she saw, she just said it came from heaven. So the whole Mary thing came much later. And, of course, the kids are shown this vision of hell. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
it just smacks of the, you know, of the other side to me. It just
yeah.
smacks of deception. And then, of course, the miracle of the sun, to me, is a manifestation of a disc. But what it did is it changed the people's worldview in that field. Instantaneously, 70,000 people were on board with something, but their worldview has changed. They aren't sure what they're looking at, but whatever it is, wow, I'm going to believe.